B-Pod Studios.
WAKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Speaking of money, we were just talking about finding money and returning it. We want to pay your bills, and you don't have to return the money to us. $1,000 to pay your bills coming up 8 a.m. this morning right here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Please keep it locked in this hour.
What's the weird thing you saw at Walmart? Hop on the phone and give us a call at 704-570-9595. And I know producer Nicole has seen some pretty things at Walmart, too. We'll check in. We'll ring her doorbell.
Oh, perfect. I can't wait.
A little bit. Because she's in a separate room from us, so we have to contact her that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was leaving Wally World, and it was like on a, I can't remember if it was Friday or Saturday night. It was like 10 p.m. And I happened to see a guy leaving Walmart after purchasing duct tape.
Okay. At what time?
It's 10 p.m.
Yeah.
That's a bit strange.
Is it?
No!
You don't think it's weird
no.
either, right? Okay. Because I think maybe he's doing a night job.
A night job?
Okay.
Everybody needs and uses duct tape. Duct tape does everything.
But what are you doing at 10 o'clock at night where you're like, I need some duct tape?
I swear on everything. I had a painter at my house last night until 11:30.
11:30?
Yes.
Don't you know you do a morning radio show?
I went to bed. My husband dealt with it. But
who was it? Picasso?
Yeah.
He's doing a mural?
But he's doing us a favor. We're not his typical job. Mm-hmm. He's a painter, uh-huh. but he's taking a moonlight job, and he's literally doing it at night.
Man, I'm thinking this guy's going to go kidnap somebody with duct tape.
I thought it was going to be something entirely different. I thought you were going to say like a knife set, a blindfold.
Yeah.
Handcuffs.
Shovel.
Duct tape.
Like a bunch of stuff.
Doesn't every scary movie involve bounding someone with duct tape?
I love you, dude, and I'm usually on board with your wackiness, but I gotta be honest, I don't...
I've never needed a project at 10 o'clock at night for duct tape.
Maybe it wasn't for a project. Maybe whoever he's with is into that.
Maybe. What did you see?
Maybe Nicole could bail us out here. Hold on a second. And by the way, if you could bail us out, if you saw something at Walmart that was a wackier purchase than duct tape at 10 p.m.
Hit the doorbell.
Call us, 704-570-9595.
Now, if this was at like 3 a.m., I might be able to get on board with it.
Nicole!
But don't forget, yes. 10 p.m. is his 3
p.m. Yeah, maybe 10 p.m. is late at night for me. Hi, Nicole.
Is that me opening the door?
Yeah, come on in.
All right, hold on. Okay, I'm in.
You inviting yourself in?
Yeah, I don't know. This is too... All right, so what'd you see at Walmart? You're telling me something funny, too.
Yeah, so like the neighborhood that I grew up in had like middle school, high school, and then there was like a Walmart like really close within like a mile or two. So we used to go to Walmart all the time, and I don't know why. I don't have an explanation for that. But there was one time after a basketball game, so it was like kind of late, like I don't know, maybe 10:30, we went to Walmart, and I don't know what we were going for, but as we're walking in, you know, the like party aisle where they have like the hats and the plates, there's like these group of drunk college kids sitting around in the aisle throwing themselves a birthday party. They like put the plates out, have them all around, like they brought cake in. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen.
They brought cake into Walmart.
Yeah, and then they have like the little like the streamers, and they're just like sitting there.
That's funny. See, this is good. We got the text message coming in from area code 704 who said they saw the husband and wife both riding the same scooter together shopping at Walmart. He was on her lap.
Maybe there wasn't two scooters.
That's weird.
What's the weirdest? So you don't, it doesn't even have to be a purchase. What's the weirdest thing? Because the two stories we got weren't even purchases that are pretty funny.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you saw inside the Walmart? 704-570-9595. If you want to talk that route. Then I did see something strange. I was out the week before we head off for Christmas. I went to a Walmart, and there was a guy in the like fishing aisle, and I was over there I wanted to get Dean like a little fishing rod.
Yeah.
And the dude had the fishing rod out, and was like reeling like it
testing
in.
Testing it?
And telling his son to put the, he's like, go ahead and put that package on the bottom of it. I want to test the strength of this thing.
Whoa.
And I'm like, so I walk down and I see another employee and I go, hey, they're fishing on aisle three. She goes, what? I was like, I'm just kidding. I don't know, but this is awesome.
Wow.
I'm not using the Walmart the right way.
Yeah,
maybe
clearly.
That's what you're supposed to do. We're dumb.
I don't know. I'm not a big fishing person, but it prevented me from getting a fishing rod for Dean. I just bailed. I'm like, I don't want to get hooked. The guy's going to reel me in.
I'm not going down that aisle.
The weird things you saw inside of the Walmart, Wally World, 704-570-9595. Yeah, Roy, I got to be honest. I don't know if the duct tape was... I mean, I see where your head's going. You watch too many episodes of CSI, though. I
guess so.
I think emergency plumbing, like, just is different things.
Yeah. Maybe emergency plumbing. That's true. If a pipe busts in the middle of the night and you got to stop it. Let's talk with,
Jay.
There we go. Jay and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, bud. What'd you see? You're a cashier at Walmart?
No. We were at Walmart around midnight. Uh-huh. We were checking out, got some cheesecake, got the sampler. The cash register lady said that she loves pecan cheesecake, and if she could have a slice. Before we could really say anything, she opened it up. She went to the bathroom, got some napkins, came back out, took a slice of our cheesecake, and sent us on our way while there's a long line.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
People.
No way.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. At what point did you wait around for her to get back from the bathroom? Because I'd have been out of there in like 3 seconds.
Well, none of us like pecan cheesecake either, but it was part of the sampler. So we're like, all right, well, if she likes it, might as well not let it go to waste.
Gotcha.
Wow.
That is hilarious. Thanks, Jay. Now we're cooking.
All right, let's bring... By the way, you can give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. Amy and Charlotte, you are live with the MRL Morning Show. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, what's the weird thing you saw at Walmart?
Well, I used to work at Walmart in college, and while I was working there one night, they had a woman in the electronics department that tried to steal a keyboard by shoving it up under her dress. She had a long twirling dress on, and she put it up under the dress between her legs and tried to waddle out the front of the store with a keyboard under her skirt.
That's awesome. And they busted her, huh?
Oh, well, yeah. Unfortunately, they saw it on the video cameras, on the surveillance cameras. There wasn't anybody in electronics at the time, but they let her go out the front door. Like, she got all the way out the front door with it.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
It's all kinds.
But it was, and she was pretty confident she was going to get out the door. It was fairly humorous.
Thanks, Amy. Real quick, Roy, we got like 30 seconds.
All right, Vinny.
Yeah.
Hey, Vinny, make sure you have your radio off. Tell us what you saw.
I saw a guy dressed up like Mario and Luigi playing Donkey Kart or whatever it's called, Mario Kart.
That's awesome. Was it like Halloween or something?
It was like the day after.
That's funny. All right, there you go. The funny things that you see happen in Walmart. Love that.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Ma'am, is that a keyboard under your skirt or... I don't know what the punchline is. What's going on in Hollywood, Loren? Help me out here.
So an inanimate object broke Kylie Jenner's Instagram fame, and now she's clapping back with a hilarious social media. You got to hear what she said. It's coming back in 10 minutes.
So we were talking about what's the weirdest thing you saw at Walmart. Lorraine, what'd you see at Walmart? What's one of the text messages about someone who saw something?
We're getting a ton of text messages, but somebody said that they had a guy come in a couple times a week, and they bought rope pantyhose.
Whoa.
And red lipstick. And it happened...
I think it's rope, pantyhose.
Okay. Well,
not that I'm a fashionista, but I'm pretty sure if I looked at my wife's drawer, I wouldn't find row pantyhose.
But, you know, I thought that was like fishnet pantyhose.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay. And he said he came in a couple times a week, like 3 times a week and did this.
Holy
cow. That's creepy.
That is creepy.
We do want to tell you about something really awesome that's going down. If you want to go to Bonnaroo 2019 VIP style, I'm talking about you and a friend in the air-conditioned comfort tent in the pit to see artists like Post Malone, Cardi B, Childish Gambino. If you want to win this awesome VIP experience, make sure you go online at kiss95.1.com for your chance to win.
That's an awesome gift. From us here at Kiss 95.1. Bonnaroo is a great concert. Yep. Hey, one more text real quick from the strange things you saw inside the Walmart. 980 said, right before Christmas, I saw two adults buying about 420 eggs. It was almost 17 cartons. 60 eggs.
How many people are they feeding?
A lot. I don't know. Maybe it was a church thing. Who knows?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Roy opened up a can of worms with the weird thing that he saw being purchased at Walmart. Now people are just telling us the weird things they've seen inside. Area code 843 said, weirdest thing I saw at Walmart. I was walking in just before 7 one morning and all the employees were in a circle at the front of the store doing the Walmart chant. I said nope and walked out. Immediately, we need to hear from someone who either works at Walmart or used to. What the heck is the Walmart chant? And how quickly can we find out about this? 704-570-9595.
Is Walmart employment a cult? Like
Walmart.
Yeah.
Where can people buy tires and food?
Walmart. Yeah, I need to hear this. All right, so Kylie Jenner, she previously held the record for the most likes on a photo on Instagram, and she was dethroned by an inanimate object, an egg.
Yeah, I remember that was viral over the weekend.
Yeah, it got almost double the likes, but she clapped back and posted a little video of her cracking an egg on hot concrete. So that's how she's getting back the egg now. Chris Pratt, he did propose to Katherine Schwarzenegger, and we found that out yesterday that he had proposed on Sunday. But now we're finding out more details that he actually was really sweet about it and went old school and asked permission before asking her to marry him. I thought it was also really big of Anna Faris for congratulating both of them on social media.
Anything else really pressing happening? Because we have Walmart employees that want to give us the chant. What do you got?
Well, I have a really awkward toast from the last night's Bachelor. But
we can do it
in the 8:30 dirty.
No, let's play it.
Okay, so Hannah B. got the first one-on-one date. And when I say awkward, this is awkward turtle at its finest.
Okay. Let's make a toast to first. It's my birthday. So to
happy
this.
Happy birthday.
Amazing day, and yeah.
Cheers.
Roll Tide.
When in doubt.
What the heck was that?
I mean, can you not find anything to talk about on your first date? Like, that was so awkward.
I like the beginning.
So,
it's like our show.
Okay. Okay.
Roy, what do you want to tell us about your Paris trip?
Okay. Let's make a toast to first. It's my birthday, so.
Holy cow.
All right, that's too dirty for now.
All right. Okay. No. Amanda, don't go. Amanda, Gastonia, hi.
Hi.
So hi, we're doing really well. So you used to work for the Walmart home office, which is like their corporate?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about this chant.
So they have one for Walmart. They also have one for Sam's. And every store kind of does it differently. But it's basically one person leads the cheer, give me a W. And then everyone says W, give me an A. Everyone says A, give me an L. Everyone says L.
All right, hold on. You lead it and we'll follow,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Start us off.
So it's give me a W.
W!
Give me an A.
A!
Give me an L.
L!
Then you say squiggly.
Squiggly!
Give me an M.
M!
Give me an A.
A!
Give me an R.
R!
Gosh, this is a long
one. G, what's that spell?
Walmart!
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.